All right, welcome to our jam-packed episode. We have our first ever concert review. There is some juicy news this week, and I'm going to be putting Madison in the hot seat for a game of Guess Who. All right, let's go. Marry Me from Thomas Rhett holds steady for a second week as the number one song in country music. Spending only 15 weeks on the charts, Thomas Rhett proves he is a hit maker with his 10th number one song. Way to go, Thomas.
Wow, that's so exciting. We also have a couple songs that we think you should request so that we can get them up the charts to get to number one. First, Lindsay L., Criminal, trying to get her to score her first number one. It's an awesome song, and it's already climbing really hard. We're just excited for Lindsay and a little girl power on the charts. Then Luke Combs, One Number Away, could be his third straight number one. It's a great song. It's a jam. And then Jordan Davis, Singles You Up, would be his first number one also. And he's right up there in the top 10, so we're almost there if you just request it. Hopefully the radio stations will listen, and there we go.
I agree. They're all great songs, so those are the ones we're watching on the charts, hoping to get to number one right now.
Yep.
All right, so first up, we're going to do our first ever concert review.
Woo!
So exciting. First concert we've been to this year. So we went to a Luke Combs concert. Drew Parker was the opener, and then Ashley McBride was the second. So I thought we could go through the concert and give everyone
a step.
Yeah.
So Drew Parker came out of the gate pretty strong. He started with a Tim McGraw cover, which I thought was
a real good man. I mean, that was like,
I think that's the way to do it. Like, yeah. If you're going to be an opener, nobody knows who you are. Like, why not come out with a cover? We can hear your voice and like the song, and then you can show us what you got.
Because normally they come out and they sing a song and everyone just saying, and people are just talking, no one's listening.
People were jamming to him, and then we liked him a little more.
Yeah. I thought he was really good. Yeah. I wasn't the biggest fan of his actual songs. I think he could work as, like, with some other songwriters in Nashville and just work on his, like, writing.
I feel like he has good potential. Like,
yeah, I do too. His voice is really good.
Yeah.
Like, he got the crowd engaged, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really liked him. And
me too.
He was chatting with us on
Instagram. I put him on our Insta page and like tagged him, and he DM'd us and was like, rock on emoji. And I was like, we really liked your performance. And he said, thanks. So that's cool.
No. Cool. Then Ashley McBride was like the middle opener, the opener right before Luke Combs.
Yeah.
She wasn't my favorite. If we're just going to be completely honest and give a concert review.
I struggled with a few things.
Go for it.
Well, I feel like her stage presence wasn't the best. Like, I feel like she was, well, first she was dancing in a way that I thought she was going to break a hip. Like, she just kept moving her legs and it was very awkward. But she didn't, like, introduce herself very well. She wasn't very excited. She said she gets sweaty, but I never even saw her, like, get excited to be on stage. Like, I feel like she's just wasting time.
Her song's pretty kind of slow,
too. She sang about a meth lab, meth head,
someone dying. I said, I looked at Madison, what did she say?
Like,
Madison was like, he is dead. The person in the song is dead.
His name was Leroy.
I just think she needs to work on her songwriting, too. She gets a little Nicole Galleon and Shane McAnally in her life.
Her band was pretty cool.
Yeah.
She had like 5 band members, and the guys were like dancing around her. They were having fun. She was standing
still. Yeah, and that one about her jean jacket was a good song concept.
Yeah, she sang about like a jean jacket that's been in her family for like a long time. And it like had her dad's memories wrapped up in it. I like that.
It was a good concept.
Yeah, but bad performance. Bad deliverance.
Yeah, she should work on that. She's touring with Luke Combs, so I don't know how she hasn't gotten better at being an entertainer, because she came out and blew us away.
Changed my life.
I adore him. I think he's moved into my top 5 favorite concerts.
Yeah.
I just made my list last week, but I think he is going to boot someone off. I don't know who.
He's loud.
Yeah.
I left with like my ears ringing, but I loved it.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He threw his beer on us, and I was okay with it. Yeah. Usually, somebody threw something at me, I'd be like, "Excuse me," but I was like, "Yeah, Luke."
I know. Going back to Ashley McBride really quick, because it ties into Luke Combs. She was played one cover. I can't remember what she covered.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I knew of it, but it was like a classic rock or something. But she said, well, I'm going to play this cover, but usually since we have so many songs, we don't have time to play covers anymore. Luke Combs played, he has a whole album, he's well known these days, and he played
covers.
So,
like multiple.
Yes.
She kept making excuses for what's going on.
Anyway, so Luke Combs is really good. He also played a song that's not even released yet. That'll be on his new album.
Break Your Heart.
Yeah. So I feel like after One Number Away rises up the charts, does its thing, he's going to be releasing that something new. He said he recorded 20 songs in the studio in January.
That's crazy.
So it looks like we have an album on the way sometime soon. I really liked him because I like when I go to a concert and they can, like, change my mind about something. So, for example, when I didn't used to really like Little Big Town, and then I saw them in concert, and I really like them now. Yeah. But when I saw – I didn't used to like Honky Tonk Highway, the Luke Combs song. But he was, like, said something about he was trying to write a Brooks and Dunn type hit. Mm-hmm. And then he worked in a Brooks and Dunn song, like, medley, and it was really cool. And now I like that song.
Yep.
So –
And you didn't really like One Number Away, but you liked it live, so.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
I do like it. It's just not my favorite off his album. Yeah.
Just so
Shout out to Drew Parker, though, because I was kind of reading said I think he needs to work on a songwriting. He helped write Lonely One by Luke Combs.
Which is one of my favorite Luke Combs songs.
Me too.
And when we were DMing, me and Drew, I said I really like how you wrote Lonely One, and he said thanks.
BFF. So. He's going to replace me. I can see it now.
I just think it's cool.
But yeah, awesome. If he's coming to your area, go see him.
Yeah.
If he's touring with Jason Aldean this summer in your area, go see the concert.
If you get to see Lauren Elena and then Luke Combs and then Jason Aldean, like, you're just blessed. I can't even go to that concert.
Oh my gosh. I could just stay for Lauren Elena and Luke. I love Jason Aldean. But those two are the best vocalists in country music right now.
Luke Combs' voice is like music to my ears.
He's
like,
loud.
Yeah, but it's so beautiful.
No, it's good. Yeah. Okay.
That's our concert review.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Great. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you have another concert you'd like us to review. Buy us tickets and we'll go see it.
That could be our new business. Venture. That'd be funny. Oh my gosh.
I didn't plan that. I just thought of it. But a little infomercial for you.
Wow. Now it's time for Nashville News.
Okay, so I possibly have four stories.
So why don't you just go ahead?
Okay, so I don't know which one to start with. Can you go? Because I don't know which one I want to start with.
Well, if you have four, you're just going to be talking all day. Good grief. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. So on Wednesday night, Chris Young celebrated his 10 number one songs, which was really cool because he did it at this bar in Nashville called the Tin Roof, T-I-N Roof. But for the night, they renamed it Tin Roof, T-E-N Roof, which I just thought was funny. So he performed, Randy Travis was in the crowd, which I think is so cool. Like, you've made it if Randy Travis is watching one of your shows. Yeah. So he sang his 10 songs in order, which was Getting You Home, The Man I Want to Be, Voices, Tomorrow, You, Who I Am With You, I'm Coming Over, Think of You, Sober Saturday Night, and Losing Sleep. In order. Like that, I think that's
That's
cool.
Really cool.
That's the way to celebrate.
They should do that for everyone. Like, once you get to your 10th, you go to the tin roof. Thomas Rhett.
They can make a night.
Go
of
on
it.
In.
Yeah.
Really good.
I just think that was exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And congratulations to Chris.
Yes. Okay, well, I have a feel-good story. Warm your heart.
Bring it on.
Miranda Lambert's Mutt Nation.
That's one of my stories.
Okay, well, you can go ahead, say it, because I have a fourth. So, okay.
Miranda Lambert's Mutt Nation.
I thought it was so cute.
I know, that's why I had to talk about it.
This isn't the one I thought we were going to overlap once. I'm nervous.
What if we overlap again?
It's fine.
It's fine. Miranda Lambert's Mutt Nation Foundation surprised 50 animal shelters in the U.S., and they donated $3,000 to $5,000 to each animal shelter, and for a total of $189,000 donated. I think that's incredible. And the money's going to, better care for the animals, and they're hoping to increase adoption rates. I'm obsessed.
So great.
I love that.
Yeah.
Can I plug into the Mutt Nation? I just think that's awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to go into my... That was a really nice story about it.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go into my next one. If I go to Nashville this year, not sure if I am, but I'm going to have to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame exhibit that just opened because it's featuring music artists from like 2017. So it's called American Currents, the Music of 2017.
Oh.
That's like around music that happened in 2017 in country music. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool. Not that I'm a fan of like each of these artists, but I thought it was cool that they were doing one. I think they should do that like every year. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it features Four Georgia Line stuff, Brothers Osborne, Luke Combs, Chris Young, Kane Brown, Randy Travis, and others.
Any girls? So. I didn't hear a single girl.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's okay.
But I just thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that idea. They should keep doing it.
Yeah. They should do like a women's exhibit.
They need to do something.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But I thought that was nice.
That is cool. So some of the victims from the Route 91 Harvest Festival have asked Jason Aldean to come back and finish his performance. I'm a little conflicted about this. The girl who started this idea, her name's Tiffany Thomas, she started a little Facebook group and called it 58 Angels One Last Set. And they, like, on the Facebook page, they asked people to send in pictures from their night at the festival. And then they made a scrapbook photo album for Jason and send it off to him asking him to come perform again. They say it'll be like bonding, emotional healing, like good for everybody, but I don't know. I feel like Jason Aldean's been through a lot and I don't know if that's the way to fix it.
Okay, so.
But I feel heartless saying that.
Okay, so I have things to say,
yes.
But it's probably not really fair because I'm going to be copying what other people said, so I'm going to give their credit.
Okay.
But I was listening to the Bobby Bones show a couple mornings ago, and they talked about this, so I didn't know we were going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cite them because I'm using some of their words.
Mm-hmm.
But they all agreed that it wasn't – they shouldn't have asked him. And
yeah.
If they did, it should have been, like, a private thing because he's also one of the survivors.
Yes.
So it's not
if
like –
if he says no, he looks like a jerk.
But – if he says yes, does he really want to do it? Like, he probably might just say yes because he feels guilty. But it's going to be emotional and, like, traumatic for him to go back there and perform, too. So, I'm not saying that he should do whatever he actually wants. And if he decide, I feel like he's going to have to say yes. Or
yeah.
People are going to – but these people shouldn't have – I don't think they should have done it and asked him. And if they did, it should have been behind the scenes, not publicly. It should have been, like, off the record. Like, hey, do you want to come back?
Yeah.
Not – oh,
I mean,
you
he
should
might
come
have,
back.
Like, PTSD from this. Like, getting back on the stage where there were, like, shots fired.
And the thing is, he hasn't even wanted to, like, talk in the media about it at
yeah.
all. And people, I mean, I understand he's been promoting, like, his new song and stuff. And he's on the stage show, and they have to ask. Because I understand, like, as a journalist, you have to ask tough questions. But every time, he kind of just diverts it and blah, blah, blah. He doesn't actually want to talk about it. Like, it makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He is a survivor of this. It's not like asking someone that wasn't there. They can give their opinion all day long.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's fair to him that they asked him.
I don't either.
I want to start a scrapbook and petition saying that you don't have to do this. But Bobby was saying he knows – Bobby Bones, because I'm still citing them.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that he knows the people of the Route 91 Harvest Fest or whatever it's
mm-hmm.
called, the orchestrators of it that
yeah.
put on the event. And he said if he knows them as well as he thinks he does, they probably would have – asked him to do this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though these survivors are asking, like, people would want him to come back no matter what, but it's not
but
fair to him
not
to
so
ask.
Soon. Like, it just,
right?
I mean, it's been a month,
I know,
but it just happened.
Yeah. I just don't think it's right.
Yeah. And it, like...
I don't like how they went about that,
yeah.
So... Okay. So, I'm gonna go ahead and keep going with the somber news.
Aww.
So, this news story's been everywhere, but I felt like we had to talk about it because... it's a big thing in Nashville right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the mayor of Nashville, Megan Berry, is resigning. So to give a little quick backstory, as quick as I can, a couple months ago, it was found out that she was having an affair with, like, her top security bodyguard person.
Yeah.
This guy. But she said, well, I'm not resigning over that. I mean,
that's
why?
A personal issue.
Yes. So even though it was, like, coworkers,
whatever.
He was her subordinate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get that, whatever. A lot of people spoke out and said they still support the mayor. Well, the officials had to open a criminal case about this because they had to look into if the mayor is having an affair with her bodyguard, what else is going on? Mm-hmm. Turns out they're going to owe so much money. Madison knows a little, I think she knows a little about, what was that?
It was like,
felony.
It's a felony charge because it was over $10,000.
Yeah, so basically,
of like, stealing money.
The taxpayers' money. Yeah. Yes, the national taxpayers' money was going, the bodyguard was getting, based on like phone records and stuff, they can see that him and the mayor were doing stuff that was relationship-y while he was being paid. And he was getting paid like double overtime when the other bodyguards weren't. Mm-hmm. They're just getting paid regular overtime if they worked overtime. Him and the mayor went on like a trip to Aruba or somewhere tropical, just the two of them. And it seems like relationship-y stuff was happening there. So basically, I don't know what other.
That's the new way to describe an affair. Relationship-y stuff.
Yeah, affair stuff. So anyways, basically, he owes money back. I think she has to do like community service or something. She has to do something. Probation or something. I don't know. But anyways, so it's kind of polarizing Nashville because now they have a new mayor sworn in. Mm-hmm. I guess it was the lieutenant mayor. I don't know if that's a thing. But I don't know. I keep up with like national politics. Yeah. I don't know like city stuff and local. But anyways, it's like still dividing people because I guess people think she was still a good mayor. But if you committed money and were stealing money from the taxpayers, I think that kind of gets rid of most of the stuff you've done. Sorry about it. Shows you were corrupt for a little while. Yeah. So.
And it's not just personal problems anymore. It's not a personal conflict anymore. Like, you were messing with the city's money.
Yeah.
It's a financial thing now.
Yeah.
So. Which got you. I mean, you can't deny a felony charge. Like,
no,
you did something
wrong. Really can't. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
He owes so much money back. It was thousands and thousands of dollars he has to pay back. Like, I hope he still has it around. Oh, gosh. But, yeah. So, okay. Can we lift it up? Do you have another story?
No.
Oh, okay. I have one. Oh, okay. I forgot because you did two back to back. Okay. I have an upbeat one.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. We need it.
Because I was saving this one just in case we needed something to. Okay. Okay. Thomas Rhett won Country Artist of the Year for the iHeart Radio Music Awards.
I'm so excited.
Yesterday, I was taking my little sister, Jordan, to the movies, and she's listening on Instagram. I was like, is that Thomas Rhett? What is he talking about? She's like, he won an award or something. So I had to go look it up. Posted an Instagram video thanking his wife, management, and God. I mean, the fans. So sweet. He was like, thank you to the fans. And then he said, thank you to my wife, who helps me pick out the songs.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Lord. I mean, if that's not what you want in a person to look up to, and oh my gosh, that's so great. He beat Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, and someone else.
That makes me so happy. There's no words for how happy.
So great.
He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
Congrats, Tommy.
I know. Okay.
That made me feel better. Now we can move on to the next segment.
Ooh, it went like start off, but nation, and then went down. The mayor stole money from Nashville, and then but we ended on a good note, so it's fine.
That's good.
Okay, what songs are you feeling?
I have some girl power going on.
Oh, do you?
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, it was International Women's Day a few days ago.
Yes.
So I'm glad you found some girl power.
She
did like a hand flip or something.
It's not even like I just picked these because it was International Women's Day, but I just found them and then I was like, oh, this coincides perfectly. I'm so excited. So.
Well, I'm really glad. We need, just after we talked about how the Hall of Fame Museum didn't have girls. So now we got to feature some girls. Which is like, do your hand flip again. I don't do it again.
So my first.
What was that?
It was just like sassy. I don't know. My first song that I'm feeling is by Kacey Musgraves, and it's called Butterflies.
Liking her, she released two songs, right?
Yeah, off her, they're like the pre-orders for her new album called Golden Hour.
I really like, I'm liking this.
Yeah, that and Space Cowboy.
I was going to pick that, songs. But I let you have your Kacey Musgraves day.
Thank you.
But, I mean, just if we're being real, I only ever liked that one song by
Merry-Go-Round.
Her.
Yeah.
And then everything in between just wasn't, it's just not up my alley. But this, I like these two songs, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry, mine's not all girls, sorry. But this song was partially written by a girl, so.
Oh, wow. Then it counts.
So that's When Life by Luke Bryan, and it's off his most recent album, What Makes You Country. It was written by Nicole Galyon and her husband, who's also a songwriter, Rodney Clausen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time they had ever written a song together that was put out into the world, because they always said they wouldn't write together. So it's just really sweet. It's just about like being an ordinary person and going through life, and you're just trying to make it and win life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
I just
a cute
think,
song.
I know. I'm not the biggest Luke Bryan fan. I think everyone knows me and Madison like the little people more. But I don't know. I just really like it.
Yeah. I like the concept. It's
yeah.
really cute.
That's what I like, the concept and like the lyrics to it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow. Okay. Nothing to add.
I said I liked it. My next song is by Jillian Jacqueline, and it's called Reasons. The song is about her. Well, I don't know if it's about her personal life. I don't know her.
Wow, y'all are friends now?
The concept of the
Breaking
song
news.
Is that it's like this couple, they stay together just because they have a bunch of reasons why they don't want to break up. But she's like, let's forget it. Like, peace out, bye. And
sassy.
It's awesome.
Is she in the Bobby Bones class of
2018?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And she like goes on tour with Bobby and the Raging Idiots.
Ooh, is she going to be at the one we're going to?
I'm not exactly sure,
okay,
but I really hope so.
We'll have to look it up. I don't think we told everyone. We're going to see Bobby Bones and the Raging... No, we're just seeing Bobby Bones and his comedy tour. That's what we're seeing. But when I saw him last time, he had like a musical act before.
Okay, good,
so,
good.
But anyways, we're seeing him, so hopefully he's funny.
I would hope.
Okay,
that's
so the
job.
Next song I'm kind of late on. Like, really late.
How late?
Madison's going to judge me. Not that late. Madison's going to judge me because she was touting this, I don't know, talking about this song, going on and on when it came out.
I'll probably be annoyed at you for just not liking it.
But I'm just going to play.
Wow.
That's This City by Lady Annabelle. Okay, before you judge, I have to make a confession. I don't think I ever listened to the whole album.
This
I only listened to select songs.
If I could just make a complaint about our friendship, when Matthew tells me to listen to something, I listen because I trust him as a person and like want to know what's going on. But when I tell him to listen to something, he's like, okay, I'll get to it.
So let me, in my defense, when this album came out, when did it come out? Right
it
around
was in
CMA
like June,
Fest.
July.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on around that time, and I remember listening to some, I don't know why, but for some reason I was listening on Shuffle, and I only heard a couple songs, and it was Good Time to Be Alive and Heartbreak stuck out, and I just listened to those. So maybe this was playing in the background at some point, but I don't really remember it. So when I was watching Music City, the new show on CMT, which is so great, y'all should look it up and watch it. They had this on the soundtrack, and I really like it. So
it's a really good song.
You know, I'm just late to it, but I just wanted to include it. And there's a girl singing, so I feel redeemed for International Women's Day because...
Shout out to Hillary Scott.
Hillary Scott. Yep, that's her name. Okay, so just to refresh everyone's memory, I don't know if we've mentioned this before, but All the Songs We're Feeling Right Now is a playlist on Spotify by us, and every week we update it. So we do one per month. So this episode's songs that we mention, all of them will be on the playlist.
So if you like them too, go look it up.
Yes, yes. And we'll feature ones from next week's episode on it as well once that one's up. So,
yeah. So go look for that. Moving on.
All right, Madison, Artist of the Week time.
This week's Artist of the Week is...
I wish I had like a drum roll. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. This week's artist is Devin Dawson, which I'm really excited about because Devin Dawson is a little alternative. He's a cool guy.
That's a good word.
Yeah. So he is from Orangevale, California. And what's really cool is that he grew up like right near the Folsom County Prison that's in like the Johnny Cash songs.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so he feels like a little connection to Johnny Cash, which I think is cool. So he grew up in California, and before he was a country singer, he was in a heavy metal, technical death metal band.
Could you repeat that?
Heavy metal / tech music / death metal band. So that's a lot for my soul to take on. But anyway, so he was in that, and the reason why he got back into country music is because he's like a really lyrical guy, and he likes to write about love songs. And he's doing pretty good at it.
Yeah, I think so.
But the way he got his start, he moved to Nashville to go to Belmont, the like college that everybody mm-hmm. goes to in Nashville.
Madison's applying.
I'm a transfer. So he met up with this girl. Her name's Louisa Windorf. And they were just like friends. And one day they were like, why don't we just like make a mashup video? Just for fun, just being friends. And they mashed up Taylor Swift's Blank Space with Style. And they made a little YouTube video. It's just them, like, standing in the road, back-to-back singing. And, like, their friends, like, circling around them with a camera. But they made a little YouTube video, posted it. Taylor Swift saw it, and she retweeted it and said, in all caps, obsessed, and retweeted it. And then that's where he got his
start. I still remember that. But yeah. I didn't know. I mean, when his song came out, I recently, like, his new song on the radio, mm-hmm. I didn't relate that back to him.
Yeah. But I mean, how cool is that Taylor Swift gave you your start? Most people are like, this random producer found me on the street. He's like, oh, Taylor Swift retweeted my video. That's a little cooler. Devin always wears black. And all his pictures on his Instagram are in black and white. And he doesn't smile in pictures. He like has really big quirks about him, which is cool. And it makes him different. And that's why his album that he just released is called Dark Horse. Because he's not the usual guy. He's like, Dark Horse. But he's so cool. We love him. And we're going to talk about our standout songs that we have on his album. And it was just released, like, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Like, just a month ago or so.
Yeah. So, my first standout song on the album... Well, let me explain why, because I don't want to sound weird.
Go ahead.
My two songs, they're called Placebo and Second to Last. And I like them because... it's like a storyline that I've never heard.
So I love Placebo. I actually just wrote it down because I was going to pick a third song to talk about. So I'm glad you picked it.
But it just proves that he like really is a lyrical guy. Like he writes cool lyrics. So this is Placebo. This ain't love, it's just a placebo.
I really like that.
He's so cool.
so cool.
Like, he doesn't even
sound... it's just different.
Yeah.
I listened to his whole album in the car the other day, mm-hmm. and because I get stuck on a couple songs I really like,
yeah.
but I said, I'm going to listen to this whole album again because we're going to be doing him and I don't want to seem fake. Mm-hmm. So I listened to it, and that one came on, and I just played it over and over and over. Because yeah. I was trying to... because at first, I wasn't really paying attention. Like, what does he mean, love is a placebo? And I was like, oh, this, got it. clever song.
He is clever, that's the word.
Okay, so I'm going to do Dark Horse, which Madison just mentioned, which is the title of the album. And it kind of just explains what you said about dress in black, not smiling in pictures.
Yeah.
So, my favorite line is at the very beginning. Well, not in that, but it's like, I'm not self-conscious, I'm just conscious of myself. But I just feel like this song, everyone at some point in their life or all during their life feels like an outsider. I mean, he's like a very outsider to country music, so I can't relate on that level. But everyone at some point feels like they're outside of, I don't know. I think everyone thinks that during their whole life, no matter like what point in your life you're in. But I don't know. I just feel like it's relatable.
And he's like, I'm a dark horse. Who cares?
He doesn't care. Yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
So.
What you got?
Second to last. Here we go.
Second to last. Sorry, that was uncalled for.
He's real. He's like, I don't care. That song's about like, he'll be the bad guy that whatever the girl needs right before she like meets the one.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care about having a future. He'll just be, I don't know. He's real. And it's cool.
He's real.
I'm just so tired of people being like,
fake.
Writing what people want to hear. Yeah. Like, no, give me something new. Give me something cool. And he did it, and I like it.
Agreed. Okay, so my next one is called Dip. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to talk about it. Feelings, but the way you're leaning and says we're leaving, so we're going to hightail it out of here. The hell we're trying to tell it to us. We're going to tiptoe, I know we're on the same page tonight. Okay, so first off, that song's edgy, different, alternative, all of that. That is not typical country. So that's the first thing I like, reason I like it, because that's not even Sam Hunt vibes when people are like, that's too different. Like, this is very different. So I like that he's pushing the boundaries, but I also like it because it talks about leaving, and whenever I'm out, I just want to leave and go home. Just like Thomas Rhett's Leave Right Now. I could keep naming. Anytime it's a song about leaving, like the party or where you are, I'm down for that song because I don't like being out. I just want to go home, put on my PJs.
Oh, Lord.
Eat some ice cream.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so anything else to say about him?
Well,
right now, all on... Oh.
You can go for it.
All on Me is top five on country radio.
This is where you haven't even said... This is where you might have heard of Devin Dawson.
Oh, yeah. Single, oh, duh. I don't even have a photo. Got my number, you can call. All on Me.
All on Me. Like,
top five country
me.
Radio.
So hopefully he's pushing. Y'all can request that song too.
Yeah, we didn't include it just because, we're talking about him. It's probably going to go number one. But we could push it up a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that song. I liked that song before it was popular. But it reminds me of Lean On Me.
Mm-hmm.
That oldie.
Yeah.
I don't know who sings it. But, you know, I like that vibe.
Yeah.
It's a good driving around in your car. Just... I always need someone to...
It's a really, like, happy-go-lucky song. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. It was my week to pick a game. So we're going to play Guess Who. So the pool... It's like the board game.
Uh-huh.
Where you flip the little things, like when you're a little kid. Or now, because we still play.
Yeah.
But you can only ask yes or no questions. And instead of having your little, you flip people down or whatever, it's just anyone in country music. But I'm going to narrow it down for you to start off with. So I'm going to tell you boy or girl, age range, where they were born, and just a little background information to help you gauge what kind of star level they are.
Okay.
And then you can ask me yes or no questions. Now, I'm going to put this out there. We practiced this the other day, not with these people, but just so she could, like, see how it was going to go. And she kept asking, have we seen them in concert? Have we seen them in concert? And I think that that...
It's the only way I could gauge who it is.
Whatever.
We'll see how it goes.
Are we going to see them in concert? Are we...
Are they on the schedule for this year?
So, you can ask... looks, you can ask, do they wear a cowboy hat? Do they wear sneakers or do they wear boots? Are they blonde? Like, whatever you want to ask.
Okay.
Yes or no questions
only. I'm so nervous.
And if I can't answer, I'll just say, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Only yes or no questions. Okay. First up. That wasn't that as was good lame. As yours. Okay. So this person is a male in their 40s. Born in Knoxville, Tennessee. He has 18 albums, two of which are live albums. He has 21 number one songs. He won Entertainer of the Year 4 times. And he has a duet with George Strait.
Does he wear a cowboy hat? A lot?
Yes.
Is it Kenny Chesney?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, I made this way
too easy. No. Please keep it easy.
Could you at least play along like you need a couple extra questions?
I asked one question to make sure that we were on the same page. Okay,
so this is a male in his 20s, born in Georgia, has 3 albums, 10 number one songs, nominated for CMA Male Vocalist of the Year 1 time, has a love of dogs.
3 albums, you said? Okay. Is he tall? Like, super tall? No.
I don't know. Off the top of my head. Okay. Sorry, I didn't analyze him.
Does his dog have an Instagram page?
No.
Okay, so it's not who I'm thinking of.
No, it's not Brett Aldridge.
Wow, okay.
That was a good...
If he has 3 albums... I just have to talk through this. Just give me a minute.
I mean, I have another thing I put on here, but I know it would give it away, so I don't want to say question? It.
I mean, no. That's it.
No.
Please.
Just ask a couple more and I'll give it.
Can you repeat, like, the, like...
Male in his 20s, born in Georgia, 3 albums, 10 number one songs, nominated for CMA Male Vocalist of the Year. No.
Okay.
CMA Male Vocalist of the Year 1 time. Has a love of dogs.
Is it Thomas Rhett?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, my other tip was it has a duet with Jordan Sparks, but
that would have given it.
I know. I couldn't do that.
I just got thrown off when I hear dogs. I think of Brett Eldridge with his little
Sorry. Anchor. Sorry. I just thought he had 2 dogs, so.
I hear you. That was good.
Okay. The next.
I feel like Thomas Rhett would be disappointed in me that it took that long.
He's not going to listen. Okay. The next is a female in her 30s.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in Texas. Has 7 albums as a solo artist and 1 as part of a vocal group. Not duo. I don't know why I said that. Okay. Has 5 number 1 songs, 1 CMA Female Vocalist of the Year 7 times, and has 2 Grammy Awards.
Is she really sassy?
I would say so.
Is it Miranda Lambert?
Yes. Oh, God. Can you believe she only has 5 number 1 songs? I mean,
that doesn't sound right.
No. I was surprised, but I guess it's because of the whole females don't get played in country.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. So the next is another male. He's in his 30s.
Okay.
He was also born in Georgia from my research. There are actually a lot of them were born in Georgia. Okay. He has 2 albums, 5 number 1 songs. He was nominated for 5... He's been nominated for 5 CMAs, but has never won a CMA. He wrote hits for Kenny Chesney and Keith Urban.
Okay. Does he wear a baseball cap a lot?
I should have done my research. I think so.
You told me I could ask these questions.
Yeah, I mean,
you
I would say yes.
But you said this one's from Georgia.
Yes.
In his 30s. Oh, crap. Stuff's, like, leaving my head. Because I had 2 in my head. I forgot one of them.
Sorry, I stumbled. In his 30s.
And he wrote for... Kenny Chesney.
And Keith Urban and others, too.
Is it Cole Swindell?
No. Okay. He doesn't wear a baseball hat that much. Sorry, I
said that. Okay, take it down
But
the
I think he does wear one. But not always. I don't know. I don't know. Everyone wears a baseball cap sometimes, so.
He's been nominated a lot. Hasn't been picked ever.
Never been won a CMA. Ever.
Is he sad about it?
No.
Oh.
I mean, maybe. I don't. But no.
You know what I meant. I was thinking it was Dustin Lynch.
I feel like I'm going to have to give it to you because I think this one's a tricky one the more I'm
saying. Is there like another little clue?
He's married. He likes to go on trips.
Who's he married to?
I mean, she's not famous.
Okay. He likes to go on trips. What does that mean?
He is often on trips. Can I give it to you?
Wait, just give me another minute.
I'm trying to think.
This one's hard.
Okay, so this is why I think he technically has one album, but he has two.
Chris Stapleton?
No.
Oh, because he has like the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I don't know who it is.
It's Sam Hunt.
What?
He has one album, but the second album is his mixtape album.
That's stupid.
But I still consider that an album because it has songs that weren't on this first.
Okay, time. Everything makes sense now.
But the only thing that I think could have also thrown you off is Georgia, apparently.
Because I always think he's from Alabama because he went to school in Alabama.
But his album's title after a town in Alabama, too. So, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Can you believe he has 5 number one songs, but he's never even won a CMA?
I can see why. Because people like him.
Wow. Okay, sorry. That one was probably the hardest one there was. I had to throw something in there that would trick you.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so this one is a female in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in Georgia. Has 2 albums. She has 2 number one songs, but one is a duet off someone else's album. And she does some acting.
Oh, is it Lauren Lena?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's What Ifs is her second number one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my last one. Okay. Actually, this one might be the hardest. Okay.
Oh, great.
So, she's a female in her 50s.
Oh, getting up there.
She was born in Georgia.
I wasn't born in Georgia, so now I'm not going to make it.
She was born. Did you have a singing career, honey?
I don't know.
She has 12 solo studio albums. She has 5 number one songs.
Mm-hmm.
She has 3 Grammys. She won CMA Female Vocalist of the Year Award 2 times. And I'm going to give you that, and then we can give some follow-up
information. Is she married to somebody in the industry?
Yes.
Is it Faith Hill?
No.
Okay. But she's married to someone in the industry. How many albums was it?
12 solo albums.
And then she did some with someone else?
I think so.
What do you mean you think
so? I mean, I can't tell you the exact number, but I know of at least one, yes. But it's not Faith Hill. Because that was distracting. Because her and Tim just okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of somebody else her age. Like,
I thought this person was older.
Oh.
Do you want another hint?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a way to say this. It's not gonna go away. She writes books. That mainly have to do with cooking.
Oh, is it Leanne Rimes?
Oh, no.
No?
She has a TV. Yeah,
Trisha,
she has a TV
okay.
show. Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm trying to remember my little kid brain of like who I listened to in the 90s.
I think Leanne Rimes isn't 50.
Just came
okay.
out.
Anyways.
That
okay.
wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but that was still pretty. Like, my brain hurts a little.
Yeah. Okay. I think giving you some of that information helped.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to think of people that wouldn't be obvious right off the bat. Like, Jason Aldean would be like, guess it.
You're right.
I was going to throw a group in there.
That
but then I got
sent me over the edge.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, well, I'm glad that game was good. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to play again soon. I want to
play.
Put
you in the hot
yeah,
seat.
I want to play. I think that was it for this episode. So, a few things to recap and then to go forward. So, remember to look up our Spotify playlist.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. It's called Songs We're Feeling Right Now. It's on Spotify. I just said that.
But you can, like, post the link to that on
yeah,
our
yeah.
Twitter or
I'll
Instagram.
I'll post it on Insta and on Twitter
and Facebook
at the 615 podcast. Follow us, do our polls, tweet us, recommend.
Look at our Insta stories because I spend a couple minutes on those and it's just a lot of work.
Oh my gosh. Yep. But yeah, we're going to add all those songs to the playlist. Go to our social media, follow us, retweet us, all that. And then go on iTunes.
And review and rate us. So you can, like, leave. I mean, I'm not saying put a 5-star review because I don't want you to lie to us. But, like, maybe, like, in the 3 to 5 range. And then you can, like, write a little review. And when you do that, it'll, like, suggest our podcast.
Say we're funny or something.
Don't hurt my feelings, please. I'm sensitive. But if you, like, review and rate us, then iTunes will, like, send you other suggested podcasts, and it'll, like,
get us more followers. Yeah. So if you want to help out some people like us, please do it.
But, yeah, that's all we have this week.
Yeah. Also, tweet along with us on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. when we watch Music City on CMT. I think that's it. We made y'all do a lot. Oh, and go request those songs we talked about. You know,
this
just make yourself
a week. This week.
A week to-do list. Yep. Okay, that's all I got for you. But
thanks
have a great
listening.
Week, y'all. Bye.